The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
All right, I hope you people are still ready to drink because the main event is here. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
Here we go.
It's Friday, gotta get down Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Partying. Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Nick's Place for the Gal Christmas Party. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. John Lee, the bleeping master, keeping us on air in studio. Tyler Cito keeping us on air out here at the greatest sports bar in the history of the known universe, Nick's Place. As you know what? All the opening acts are done. The showtime begins now. The real band is on.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I don't know if we should say that. John Granato's here.
Yeah, he's still here.
He's
been here since 7.
Yeah. No, he was at Klein's.
Yeah, he was at Klein's. All right, but
he's here, he's climbing on, brother.
He's been climbing all day.
Cody Stutes is here.
Yes.
There's a girl with him.
Yeah,
I
thought he liked guys. I didn't know.
I didn't think he liked guys, but I definitely didn't think he was pulling chicks either. Yeah. So that's a little bit of a Christmas surprise. So, hey, guys, I can actually get a chick.
Yeah, David Gow's here.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Doing what?
Doing David Gow things, just looking handsome and rich.
What a
That's
life.
What he does.
What a life.
Yeah.
Towering over Todd, making him feel feeble and useless.
Yeah.
Which that's what Todd's doing.
Yeah. Just feeling.
Barry's here. He's laying down, hurting, apparently.
Yeah, I think we need to keep Barry off the road for a little while.
Yeah, the gang's all here. I'm not drinking today because... I drank so much whiskey last night that I could barely. So I went to bed at about 3:30. I got up at about noon, and I maybe got out of bed at 12:45. I mean, it was. It's not a good day for me. So I'm sputtering into the holiday break.
Okay. Well, you know what? It's the last Friday show before Christmas.
Yes.
You're entitled to be a little off.
Well.
Because we're going to just have fun.
Thank goodness, because I am.
Yeah, well. And
by the way, I mean, I guess from the sounds of it, there's no pressure on us to do a good show today because apparently no one's done a good show today.
Okay. Well, our floor is still pretty good.
I mean.
Let's be honest. Like, our worst show, still better than these other guys. Come on.
Barry and Joel had a push-up contest on the radio.
Yeah, I heard that. Well, I saw that, actually.
They were counting out push-ups on the radio. I want you to think about that.
But that's like play-by-play, AJ. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, that's just counting. It's not play-by-play.
Wait, nobody added any color commentary?
When it's play-by-play, you're describing what's happening. And really, eventually they stopped counting, and Crystal and other people were just chanting out numbers. They were counting, so off mic there was counting. I mean, it was just a total disaster. So if anyone listened to that show, apologies. And then John said his show was no better. He said they were throwing football routes to drunk listeners and describing that on the air. So, okay.
All right, so we're not going to do any play-by-play, is what you're telling me.
Ideally, no.
I see. All right. Well,
have a big plan to do a play-by-play?
No, I have no play-by-play. Right now, I have no internet, by the way.
Oh, no.
Because
I'm struggling.
Apparently, too many people.
And you've got no internet.
Too many people are on Nick's internet because all I have is a little exclamation point.
Link onto your phone.
I can't. I've tried that before. Set up.
Oh, man.
Remember we did a remote somewhere where we didn't have internet.
Yeah.
And so I call AT&T and they're asking me for my PIN. I'm like, I don't know my damn PIN, AT&T. And so I couldn't ever get it set up. So I have no internet on my phone. But we'll figure it out on the break here because I'm sure there's another one. But the shots are flowing. And if you're just getting in your car and looking for a cool place to come hang out with us for 3 hours, there is no better place than Nick's Place. And this place... Nick is the greatest. Nick actually made my pizza for me today himself.
He made your pizza? What do you mean?
I ordered a pizza, and he made it for me.
Why?
Because he's Nick, and he can do these things.
I think he just – I had a specialty order, and Nick just went and explained to the girl how to ring it up. He didn't make mine himself.
Well, but that's also
But he did make it happen, and I did have a sort of an odd order.
And here's David Gow.
You have headphones for the boss?
Yeah, put the headphones on the boss. Oh, no, no.
We need to talk to you, sir.
We do. We have some things to discuss with you.
Yeah.
So.
You got it going there?
I hope so.
All right.
I think I do.
Don't hit him in the face, Tyler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's who signs our checks, pal.
So this is it.
This is another
year down.
The pinnacle, the climax of the year right here. Knicks.
That's right. It's always good to be out here. Would you say... successful 2019?
Oh, my gosh. Great success. 2019 was fantastic for ESPN 97.5. And I got to salute you two right away because you're the number one sports show in the city across all day parts, all radio stations. The Blitz rules.
Thank you.
Great year. In fact, it's notable. When the year began, you were not number one.
We were not.
Up and down, around.
Yeah.
A contender. But this year, dominance.
Yeah.
All the books every month. Month in, month out, the Blitz, number one.
Bell to bell. That's what we were trying
bell
for.
Bell to bell.
That's
end to end.
That's what we were trying for.
Starts at the top. It's like owning an NFL team. You got to have a good owner.
I will take all the credit for your success. I'm very comfortable doing that.
Yeah. You're essentially our Jerry Jones.
Without me, you'd be nothing.
That's right. That's right. We do both, since we did go bell to bell in 2018, we do both require massive pay raises in 2019.
I was afraid this might be coming.
Yeah. We haven't.
You bring me out to a bar. Everyone's trying to order me drinks. And then all of a sudden, let's talk money.
Yeah, we wanted you to publicly commit to that on air, that you are going to pony up.
Well, I know how rabid your fan base is,
right.
And I am a little concerned that if I say no,
exactly,
they'll turn on me.
It's best just to say yes.
They'll be picketing outside my home.
Yeah, we want to make Granado money is what we want to do.
Yeah, really?
We're not asking for more than that.
More for Granado?
We want to make Granado dough.
Yeah.
This is really Granado Day. What he does at Klein's is an exceptional show.
That's not what I heard.
No, maybe not.
Yeah, he said it was a horrible show.
It was a horrible show.
Yeah, it was.
It
was great for the people at Klein's.
Yes, yes.
But it was horrible to listen to on the radio.
If you like to see people drink eggnog and throw up, it was an extraordinary morning.
I don't like to see that.
Didn't somebody throw up here earlier? Yeah.
Someone threw up here?
Yeah.
Cody Stutes did?
Cody?
Oh.
I would have thought
not Cody? It was a different guy who threw up. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
It wasn't John, right?
Not Granado.
He's climbing on.
No, yeah, I mean, that's drinking. You know,
he's climbing on. That's got like 0.2% ABV, so he's not getting drunk anytime
soon. He'll be fine. He can have 60 of those. It's all good.
Well, we thank you for a great 2018, and we're hoping that we can make 2019 a success as well.
We are poised for a great year.
I'm looking forward
to it. All
right.
Thanks for having me on.
Gow.
All right. Yeah, come on out here, guys. There's a... apparently, Brittany's got something on fire over there. I don't know what's going on there.
I don't either.
I don't know if I want to know. It's a party, guys, so it's going to be fun. And you know what? I always love coming to Nick's place. I love Nick and Cindy. They're wonderful people. And we have killed many brain cells in this place over the years. And it was funny. ATX is here. We were all outside reliving some of our drunk escapades, many of which started here. My favorite of all time was New Year's Eve. We were here, and we got here at 5 o'clock, which was not planning to stay past 9. And
I don't even know what that is.
They're vodka-infused gummies.
No.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
That's you.
If you want to buy me a Maker's on the Rocks, I'll have that, but I'm not touching any of this stuff. But we wound up staying until midnight, of course, and walked back across the street. That's when we lived across the street. And there was a huge mud puddle there, which I got stuck in, lost both shoes.
Oh, boy.
The wife got stuck in it. We finally, I don't know how we got back to our place, but when I woke up the next morning, I was sleeping on the back porch. Her purse was next to me, just covered with water and mud, including her iPhone in there. And I had my pants felt like 30 pounds because they're just caked in mud.
You know what this sounds like? Me last night.
Yeah, well,
I feel like you tried
to walk, probably.
Yeah, I feel like this is a very familiar story.
Yeah, I kind of took it easy last. I've got a new thing that I do. It's like when I'll have a few drinks at home, and then right when I think, okay, you're probably having.
And that's what I should have done.
Yeah, and it works great.
It's more keto friendly than drinking anyway.
Yeah.
So for my diet, I think I'm gonna have to just start smoking more.
Although, you know, whiskey's not as bad as drinking beer.
No, it's not.
There's that. And, you know, that's the thing. I've got all these great beers that everybody brought me for my birthday, and I haven't had any of them yet. And I'm kind of like, you know what? This weekend, I'm going to take...
You're going to crush every one of them?
I'm going to make sweet love with my mouth to every one of them.
Good.
By the way, thank you, Florida International, for that hit today. That was good.
I was on the other side, so...
Oh, really?
You're welcome.
Well, I did what Brad did. I bet that thing early when it was like 7.5.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I And then I'm kind of like, because I hammered it. And then I hit the one last night that was that we both hit. We both like Marshall.
Yes.
That was
nice.
Not a sweat at all.
Was not.
So the only sweat I had today was when Toledo took that second half kickoff down there and went up 17-14. So, all right, 713-780-3776. If you wish to text the show, you can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name Jong, at Degenerates975, and you can text the show. But apparently, according to Barry, the texters suck today. So don't bring your evil on us. But right now I can't read your damn texts anyway, or your tweets or anything, even though Tyler sent me the password and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
I'll just point that out. And I don't know why, because I've been working on my computer all day here, and it picks up Nick's place internet every time I'm here because I've been here a lot, and for some reason I'm not getting it now. So, all right, I do hear the music this time, John. I think you turned it up, didn't you? We're gonna take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the...
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Nick's place for the Gal Christmas party. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and apparently there's like a two-second delay between us and John talking, so this promises to be a lot of fun, A.J. I do have internet now, though.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's a start.
It is a start.
I don't really care about being able to talk to Jong, but I do want to talk to RJ Bell later on, and that's going to be...
I heard of him.
It's going to be awkward.
Put it out by then. We got Tyler Seto here and Jong there. That's That's about as much brain power as we have at this station, so they'll get it figured out.
They'll probably find a way.
What the hell else is happening?
Some baseball stuff happening, some off-season baseball stuff. Cardinals sign Andrew Miller. You know what I think about Andrew Miller. I think that when he's healthy, he is maybe the best pitcher in baseball, period. Like, he basically carried the Indians through the playoffs a couple years ago, and then last year when he was hurt, the Indians' bullpen was not nearly what it was. I think the Cardinals got a steal here. They got him at a discount coming off of an injured, you know, rough season for the guy.
Yeah.
They got
That's why you're going to get him cheap. You wouldn't get him off of the year before.
Yeah, so he's going to get $25 million the next two seasons. Not a bad deal. Not a bad deal for the Cardinals. And then the Dodgers trading Yasiel Puig and Matt Kemp and Alex Wood to the Reds for Homer Bailey and a couple young guys trying to clear the outfield for Bryce Harper.
Yeah. From what I understand, Bryce Harper – the Dodgers want to do a short-term deal with him. So,
sorry, what did you say?
Are we ordering here?
No, I just ordered some iced tea.
Can I get a Makers on the Rocks, please? Yes. Yeah. There we go. What the hell? Well, she was running off. She wasn't going to listen to me. She got your order.
That was important.
I know, but that's that guy. I'm not getting him anything. What the hell? That's not cool. Donna says Merry Christmas to me, you, Jong, and all the Blitzers.
Thank you, Donna. Why aren't you here?
Yeah, Donna should be here. Donna's always at these things.
Come on.
But, no, I do want to take a second to thank everybody. It's been a fantastic year, and we're going to have a few more shows before the end of the year. But, I hope everybody has an awesome Christmas because we're not back until Wednesday. And it's been the best year of the Blitz in a lot of ways. I can't thank you guys enough, and I can't thank enough the people who show up for events like this.
Yeah.
And this thing has been fantastic all day long. And all kidding aside, we've got a great lineup here and great people that we work with, starting with John and Lance in the morning. And I talked to a lot of people today. I got here pretty early. And so many of them just lock it in on 97.5 starting at 7 and leave it there until we're done.
Yeah.
And it's just awesome to hear that. And I saw some Blitzers I haven't seen in forever, like Cowboy Jarrett was here and Titan Hugo was here, so it was really cool getting a chance to hang out with everybody and just, you know, been a fun year. Thank you guys so much. We wouldn't be where we are without you.
That's
that
right.
Simple. And that's not something we're going to forget anytime soon. Also got a lot of people who have purchased it and liked it. That's just, I appreciate that. It's not an official release yet. It's really just for the Blitzers. You can buy it and listen to it, but yeah, we're going to do the official release after the first of the year. So,
nice.
I've been blown away by the response from people who've listened to it and talked about how much they enjoyed it. And so thank you all for that. It's real easy to find. You just go to my Twitter account. It's pinned at the top. Or you can go to Gal Media Publishing and order one. And it's worth your time. It'll be a good thing to listen to this weekend. So, and also, one more thing to talk about. I was at the 20th anniversary of Nick's Place. Now it's the 25th anniversary party.
How old are you, Tyler?
I am.
There's a 3-second delay here, too.
Yeah, apparently.
Well,
apparently.
I've been climbing on.
Yeah,
so.
You've been
designated
shot taker.
I saw you take a shot, so yeah.
I just turned 33 this past year.
Oh, okay.
Oh, congratulations.
So Nick's Place.
That's a really sucky year.
Think about this. Nick's Place is older than Juggalo Trey.
Wow. It's funny, and I think I came here the first year it opened was the first time I was here. So I've been drinking in this establishment for 25 years. But they're going to have their big 25th anniversary party Friday, January 18th.
Okay.
Which I think we're in Vegas.
Oh, we are.
And which sucks because this is one time I would rather be here than Vegas.
Well, listen, we'll be back for the 30th anniversary. How about that?
You will. I don't know if I'm going to live that long. Are you kidding me?
I'll just tell everybody.
I'm an old dude.
I'll tell everybody that you regret not being able to make it.
Yeah, and you guys can all pour one out for
me.
Into your mouths. I think that's the best way to do it. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. 832, ask curious to know why you guys call him Tyler Cito.
Isn't that your Twitter handle?
Yes, it's his Twitter handle, and apparently that's something that Granato did all the time with this Tyler Cito thing, so it took off.
All right.
Damn, look at Nikki Six over there. He's got beers for everybody. I can't believe he carried that many.
He's climbing on.
Yeah. So, yeah, well.
Nick is like the funniest dude to see drunk.
Yeah. Well, Barry's actually pretty funny drunk.
I want to see Joel drunk, but Joel, yeah. He's. Did Joel take any shots today?
That looks
no
like a
shots.
No.
Okay.
That's too bad. I would like. I would
really?
Like. You know what? On my list of people I would like to get drunk with, Joel is up there. Joel's in my top three of people I would like to get totally hammered with.
You'd like to get drunk and talk about the Packers for 4 hours?
No, I would want to see what he would want to talk about when he's drunk.
The Packers, like literally.
Which would be funny because.
He'd be like, would you have sex with Bart Starr or so Brett Favre?
What's your guess as to.
That would be Joel's Packer talk.
What's your guess as to why Joel doesn't drink?
I don't know. I know he, in college.
Is he a mean drunk?
I bet he would be want to fight you guy when he was drunk.
I bet so. I feel like that's my
guess. Joel has been known to beat people up.
Okay.
But I will say this. I know in college he was quite the party animal.
Oh, really?
Yes. They stole chicken patties one time.
I heard that story.
But I don't know why he quit drinking. But I do know he was a party animal back in the day.
Hey, Joel, can you come on with us for a second? As a Christmas surprise, will you – White Magic, he's outside? He's not here?
Oh great. Yeah, I think
Barry just asked for another shot. I don't know what he's thinking.
Jeez, Barry. What are we going to do with you, man?
When's the last time you had a drink, Joel? Uh-oh. Tyler's trying to keep you off the air.
I had drinks at my wedding.
Okay. When was that?
4.5 years ago.
Okay.
That's all. You guys have been married? I thought y'all had been together a lot longer than that.
No, 4.5 years.
Okay.
And maybe a beer at the house.
Okay. Yeah. But
he's right. In college, and I was just telling those guys over there. And when I was single, Friday, Saturday nights, and all that, absolutely.
Why did you stop drinking? Or is my guess correct that
what?
you're a feisty drunk? You're like mean, or you try to fight people?
No, I mean I went through a stage.
Okay.
But I think more than anything else, because. A lot of times you go out because you want to entertain yourself when going out trying to look for
the ladies.
For the ladies.
Right.
Can sometimes be a little, you know, where you stay entertained.
Right.
And so when you get over it, and Lisa doesn't drink, occasionally she'll want, like, she goes, oh, my God, the kid's driving me nuts. I need a margarita. So let's go. But when she doesn't either, then it just kind of, there's no desire there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So on, like, a game day Sunday, you're in your man cave, you don't ever – pop open a bottle or
no, and we got plenty of alcohol at the house and all that.
It's just aging.
You're
aging it for a special occasion.
Yeah, sure. I mean, well, that's the other thing. If people come over, I don't want them to think don't drink because of me. You can drink as much as you want, and if you need to get more, we'll go get more.
Okay.
Like Lisa's dad loves beer. We got the fridge stocked with beer.
That's good.
Okay. All right, so,
Crystal, thank you. Crystal is Welcome. Still trying
thank you
to
for
push
the
it
updates.
On Barry.
Joel.
Yeah,
Barry, you did say you were going to drink that.
Yeah, you did.
I heard him say it.
I heard him say it, too. But
you said I'm empty. Get me one more drink. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's what's happening.
Well, now we know. Joel doesn't drink. Barry drinks too much.
See, I'm kind of the opposite of mean drunk guy. I'm like, I love everybody guy when I'm drunk.
Yeah, I don't. I drink with, like, the same people all the time when I drink. So everybody gets along, and that's the way it goes.
A little different in Vegas.
Tell her you'll split it with her.
Yeah.
Tell her you'll split it with her.
D. Trent says it's his birthday Monday. Let me go ahead and get the shout out. You get the shout out, D. Trent. You should be here. So.
No. Don't pour it. Don't pour it in my Long Island.
That.
A Long Island. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a Long Island iced tea without the Long Island. Yeah. Is what that is. That's the second half.
That's right.
So. All right. Another reason why. AJ shouldn't drink is probably because I bet you rode your motorcycle here today.
No, I definitely didn't ride my motorcycle here today.
You were too hungover?
Absolutely. It wasn't going to happen today. But listen, if you're looking for a new bike, you know the place to go. Republic Harley Davidson. And these guys, they've got a massive inventory. They are Houston's number one Harley dealership for a reason. If you're looking for a new bike, a used bike, they've got over 200 in inventory. They've got what you're looking for. And some December specials still going on. Genuine Harley Harley-Davidson tire special for $3.99. You get a full set installed while you wait. They've got great service department specials going on and a lot of specials on motor clothes. So if you've got a Harley rider in your life and you're looking for a gift, that's the place to go. Tons of pre-owns, like I mentioned before, and the staff is second to none. They've got 7 master technicians on staff, way more than any other service department in the city here. And they've got the highest customer service rating in the state of Texas. Stop in and see why. They're Houston's number one dealer. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, are always open at republichd.com. Shake 'em up, shake 'em up,
shake 'em up, shake 'em. Roll 'em in a... You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's place for the Gal Christmas party. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz here at Nick's place. And guess who I wanted to have on? I wanted to have Nick on because...
Nick from Nick's place?
Nick from Nick's place.
Nice.
Yeah, it's his name. It's his place. And we've been reminiscing about brain cells we've killed in the past in this place. So I'm going to put you on the spot. I want to have a book signing here once the print version's out.
Awesome. I'd
right
love
here
that.
At Nick's place.
Are you kidding me? The place where you grew up, Fred Fowler, pretty much, you know, if you think about it, this is where it all started for you.
Oh, I think this is where
you got your inspiration and your, you know, and a lot of your back when you were young, you know?
This is where I went from drunk to full-blown alcoholic. Yeah, I took that big step. I took that leap thanks to you. So,
you know, I'm glad we could facilitate, you know, your ability to move up the ranks in the year.
All I can think about is how much your revenue went down when I moved.
That you realize that really hurt us a bunch. We had to really make a lot of changes around here.
Yeah, but you know what? We do try to Uber out a couple times a year now at least. So
yeah, that's good.
I still get back because, you know, I love this place. This is my favorite sports bar in the city. It's the best sports bar in the city.
Thank you.
The food's fantastic, and thank you for making my pizza today.
My pleasure.
What did he have on his pizza?
He was plain Jane. It was a pepperoni. But what? I made it very nice. I made a little extra pepperoni. You know, for Fred Fowler, you got to do a little extra.
I understand that, yeah.
You know, like 3 or 4 extra pepperoni on that pizza, just saying. A little something more. So.
But, man, we appreciate you having us out here. I love this party. It starts at Klein's. It's always a great day for the listeners and for us. And I love that it ends here because this is, this is where it should end.
What's great is, you know, there's so many of us. We don't get to see each other throughout the year. And it's nice this time of year. It seems like everybody gets together, and there's a lot of people that you don't see throughout the year that we get to share this one day of magic with ESPN Radio and Nick's place.
This is the only time I ever see John Granato.
I know.
I don't see John Granato at the office because he's playing golf when I'm at the office.
The golf course. Well, because Elmer's here, so apparently the golf course is closed today.
Apparently so.
So that must be the reason.
Yeah, I love this because this is where I tell Nick and Cindy about 10 times, man, the four of us got to get together. It's been too long. And then a year later, we do the same thing.
Yeah.
So
let me fill you in on what's happening there. Nick and Cindy are avoiding you.
I know.
No. Look. So it's official. And now all the three of our children are officially away into college. So we are empty nesters. So I do believe that. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Please spend your money. we have a lot of bills to pay. But we should be able to get together a little more frequently now that we have some more availability now, right,
and,
wife? Yeah.
And you know what? For you guys, right, I will wife? Come out here. I will. I know it's almost painful for me to leave the loop.
His name is Justin. He owns this limo company called Black Horse Limo. I believe.
You know, I've heard of Justin.
And Black Horse Limo, they have phenomenal limousines that'll take you. As a matter of fact, I bet I can get you a deal. You know? If not, we'll call Chad and we'll get Nino to come with the Mercedes. We'll get Nino to come with the Mercedes, come pick you up.
Yeah, okay. That's fair. We'll do it. No, but seriously, man, thanks for having us out. Love this place. You know that. And this is one of the places I can come and talk about and not have to force anything. You know, because sometimes you go someplace like, well, the food's really good. Yeah. But no, every time I come here, I can be completely honest and just say I love this place. Well, this is and you know, and you guys have terrific. I mean, I've had breakfast here; it's terrific. The food is great, and it's just a sports bar. And now you're into hockey, which is really cool.
Oh, dude, the hockey package, all these games, and I'm watching it like crazy. What? So it's good stuff. It's been very, very eye-opening. The hockey fans are a different breed, man. These guys are serious. They love their team, so it's been fun hanging out with the hockey people here at Nick's Place.
Do you get a lot of Blackhawks fans here?
No. That's There's a couple. I get some Detroit Red Wings fans.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of the Canadian teams come out to watch.
Oh, jeez. No.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. So.
Well, go Calgary and I got Flames,
I got a Bruins fan that comes out.
So I hate the Bruins.
It's a mix of everything.
Yeah, you know what? The Bruins suck. Don't talk about the
but
Bruins.
But it doesn't matter what your team is. Whatever you like, we got it on here at Nick's Place.
So you will have Maple Leafs games on just for me if I come out.
Absolutely. Why would you not want the Toronto Maple Leafs, the juggernaut that is the Toronto Maple Leafs out here?
Oh. Tyler's a Blackhawk fan.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, God.
That's good. It's good stuff. But nice to have the station out here today, celebrate this Christmas party here before, on the Friday before. So
there's not a, I'll tell you what, this is the best place for us to be of all the places we go, and I'll tell you why. Because Nick has supported Gal Media from the very beginning.
That's right.
You had shows out here when I was doing Sunday mornings with David Nuno. And we would do them here. So the relationship with the station has been, ever since we've been Gal Media.
That's right.
So
from the get-go.
Yeah. So I think our relationship started a little before that. But
right.
But yeah, and so, man, I appreciate being here. Love your place. You know that.
Thank you, guys.
And thanks for coming on and chatting with us for a minute.
And normally I want to eat a big, giant calzone here, but I appreciate you facilitating my needs today.
Making your fancy burger, your pizza burger.
My pizza burger. It was
very
perfect.
Nice.
That's not on the menu anymore. That pizza burger was one of the
best. I know.
I know it's like 9 million calories, so I can't eat it, but that when you guys used to have that pizza burger, that was my go-to, and there's a reason I got really, really fat. So,
hey, real quick before I get off,
yeah,
just to let everybody know, the January
drinks around the house.
No, that's not crazy.
So
you guys will be back here again. You know, the radio station for all the listeners. If you want to come back out and see these guys again, we're going to have the station out here broadcasting live on Friday, the 18th of January, for our big 25-year anniversary party. So it'll be like this, but,
What I still have?
After Christmas.
You know what I still have? I have the coffee cup from the 20th.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Wait to see what we got now.
Oh, yeah?
We got.
Well, what if we're in Vegas? You got to get.
I got you. Don't worry about it. I'll put something aside.
Okay, good.
But if everybody.
Yeah,
if
January 18th. Hopefully, I don't know. I think we're gone, but the station will be here, which will be great.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody else will be here.
So it'll be good.
Yeah. So
all right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right.
Let's get the show going.
Yeah.
Have some fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know what? I don't want to say anything, but if you're not here and you just got off work and you don't have an excuse, shame on you.
Shame.
I understand some of you are still working and some of you guys are probably have family stuff, but the rest of you, you really need to be here. No, there's no excuse whatsoever. I am personally disappointed in each and every one of you. And you know what? It's like I tell my kids when they make a B. It's like I don't know what the hell's got into you. But that sucks, and I'm ashamed of you. So please come out.
Awesome. Well, thanks, cheers, Nick. Guys. All thanks, right. Everybody, for coming out today. It's been a great day. Let's finish it up.
And we're not done yet. You know what? I see some of you guys are starting to struggle a little bit.
Oh, that's me.
Well, you were already struggling.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because you started at 7 this morning.
I showed up struggling.
You know what you do now? All right, this is my advice. Take a shot.
Puke and rally?
Yes. Take a shot, puke and rally, let's go, let's finish this thing strong.
Acceptable places to puke at Nick's. The bathroom and the patio, off the patio, like
right.
Pointed away.
Or you could actually go over to like the vet's place that won't let us park
I know
there.
Some people have tried puking on the floor, that's not accepted here. We're against that.
Yeah, that's a fail.
Yeah, we've had a couple people test that rule. Let's stick to no puke on the floor, all right, guys?
That sounds good.
Yeah. So my highlight today when I got here.
All right, Barry.
Was where is Barry?
He's behind
us.
Oh,
okay.
Passed out.
Yeah, he needs to just stay there. Our friend Tyler, who's been listening to the show forever, was here with one of his goofy sweaters. And the table next to him, they had a bet, a 2-to-1 bet. One guy bet that he was a teacher, and the other guy bet that he wasn't. And he got 2-to-1 odds that Tyler was a teacher. So they asked me about it and said, hey, you want in on this? And my first thought was, well, I know what he does for a living, so I should just take their money.
Right.
But I'm not a dickweed. So I just told him, okay, I'll tell you what he does whenever you guys finish all your bets. So the table put a bunch of bets together, and they said, okay, what does he do? I go, well, he's a teacher, of course. And the whole place just erupted. It was hilarious. And everybody's looking at us like, what the hell? So, yeah, guy just won 2-to-1 on guessing the dude was a teacher.
That's unbelievable.
And
especially considering Tyler's a veterinarian.
Well, no, that's his side job. That's his side job. Plus, I think he's the one who puked on the floor. So.
Oh, nice.
Well, good. Well, come on out. We got more gambling, more drinking, more eating, everything here rest of the night. Come on out to Knicks if you're not doing anything tonight.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, man. Love me some Nick.
Hey, are you guys showing the UFC next weekend? Nick? You guys showing the UFC fight next weekend?
No, next weekend, no. It's the we have the bowl games.
Bowl games, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and she doesn't get enough credit because her name's not out front, but Cindy is she's a huge part of what these guys do, and she's the best. I love those
guys. She made my pizza today. little known fact.
Well, I probably should have tried a slice of yours to see who's better.
Little known fact.
But, and the cool thing about this place is if you come out here almost any time, you're going to see one of them. They're always here. And why not? Because there's not a better place to hang out. All right, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776, if you wish to text the show. And, you know, Barry was telling me the texters were all being dickweeds. They've been great since we got here.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I haven't seen anybody.
Well, I've seen them all.
Maybe that's from those other people.
People are in a festive mood. Yeah. They're looking forward to Christmas. They're happy that we're doing the show, and next week, AJ will be here Wednesday, but then you have to leave town for a wedding, right?
Yes.
Okay. So Thursday will be Jong Lee and me.
Okay.
Friday will be Cody Stutes, Holly Seymour, and me.
Okay.
So we're gonna go with three that day.
A three-way.
And I've already warned Cody.
Sandwich action. A little Fred sandwich.
No. Fred's going to be off in his little corner. There's no sandwiching going on. It might be a Holly sandwich.
Yeah, everybody's seen that. I think everybody's looking for a new sandwich.
Yeah, all you got to do is Google.
Yeah.
But
called YouPorn.
I'm looking forward to that. Should be a lot of fun. And she was here much of the day today helping out. So, a lot of people, it's funny, somebody outside with somebody is like, oh, my friend's totally in love with Holly. Like, yeah, well, welcome to the club. Everybody's in love with Holly, so get in line, pal.
Not me.
Well,
I'll pass.
Either. I'm not either. But
I've seen her without makeup. It's a GD nightmare.
Oh, boy. I don't want to ask.
I'm just kidding.
I don't want to ask
kidding,
how that happened
Holly.
Or what.
I'm just kidding.
I don't want to know. That's not my business. We'll be doing that, and I've already told Cody he and I are going to have a little discussion about whether or not the NHL would work in Houston because we seem to be on completely different sides of that.
So basically you're planning on bullying him.
I'm not going to bully him, but I am going to treat him like Ed Norton got treated in the shower in American History X.
Dude, that's
That's graphic, yes. Yes.
Does your wife know you're going to do that?
I don't know. I don't tell her anything. Are you kidding me?
So. All right, hey, where can I make some money playing poker this weekend?
My goodness gracious, you need to go to Lions because, look, they have tournaments every day.
You mean Lions Poker Palace?
Lions Poker Palace.
Palace?
Which is my favorite room in the city by far.
It's palatial.
And it is awesome. And they've got so much going on tournament-wise. They had a bounty tournament, Bounty Hold'em, 5,000 guaranteed. And how about this weekend? They are loaded this weekend. Najib and George have put together an amazing opportunity for you. $25,000 guaranteed.
I want some of that.
$25,000 guaranteed at 1 o'clock Saturday. And it's only a $160 plus $30 buy-in. So $190 for your shot at a $25,000 pool. And Sunday, how about this? They're not done. Sunday, $15,000 guaranteed. So with all the tournaments they're doing, they're guaranteeing $70,000 this week. You know what you should do? You should just go lock in and play all of them.
That's a good move.
And get your share of 70 grand.
I mean, you won't miss any of the games because they got all the TVs there, all the channels. They'll put on whatever game you want to watch, they'll put on. That was their promise to us when they met us was, if you come in here and you want to watch a game while you play, we will find that game for you. We pay for every channel so we can get it. Their food is excellent. It's BYOB, so you can bring in your good stuff, have yourself a good time. And like I said, man, you're going to love this place. You got to see it to believe it. 6134 Richmond Avenue. Follow them on Facebook for all the information about their tournaments and their schedules and things like that. That's Lions Poker Palace.
Houston Sports Talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today by searching ESPN Houston in your app store. Is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow live from Nick's place for the Gal Christmas party. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman,
and we are back on the Blitz live here at Nick's place. And yeah, it's getting entertaining. I noticed Brittany just bought an entire tray of shots on David Gal's tab, of course, because. You know, why not? But, yeah, this is a fun time, man. If you guys aren't out here, you should be here. Crystal and Barry are having some drama here, which is cool. And, yeah, buddy's having a good time. And I almost missed coming back because I was talking to the boss. So I think that's an excuse, right? We got Maddie H is here. We got all the famous people here. I'm telling you.
It's good news for Tyler.
Yeah.
Yeah, we found out during the break that somebody who thinks Tyler's name is Travis, she's going to buy him a shot, and then they're going to make out.
Okay.
And then they're going to fornicate.
Are we going to film this?
I mean, that's what the promo team's here for, right?
Right, yeah. That needs to go on Pornhub.
Yeah.
Yeah. Under beard sex.
Yeah, that's the category.
Yeah, okay. So that's going to happen, huh? I don't really want to see that. I'm going to be honest with you.
I kind of do.
I know. Well, obviously, we have very different tastes.
It's entertainment, all right?
Dude? Yeah, that's true. But, yeah. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. And, yeah, guys, we're just having fun today. This is not going to be your traditional let's break down every freaking game or whatever. We're just having some drinks.
I wouldn't mind breaking down some games.
Oh, we're going to break down the games at 5, yes. I'm just saying.
D-Trent says his birthday's on Monday.
He already did that.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, he doesn't get two shout-outs.
Sorry.
As much as I love him, he doesn't get two shout-outs.
I didn't have headphones on for the first part of this segment. Sorry about that.
Well, no, that was like 2 segments ago.
No, then wow. Yeah. Edgar said possibility of 2 players getting comeback player of the year. It would need to be an exact tie vote. Which seems, it's not impossible, but it's unlikely.
And I know everybody in Houston is so caught up in awards, and J.J. is certainly deserving.
He is.
But so is Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
And
Andrew Luck's a quarterback.
And where he came back from, too, is just...
He missed almost 2 full seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where my vote would go, but...
I know, but then everybody's like, oh, you just hate the Houston team.
No, I don't. Yeah, but J.J. is very deserving as well.
I love J.J. He's having a great year. That was my column Sunday after the game was that, you know, they wouldn't have won that game without him.
And I'll be honest, I kind of thought J.J. was washed. I thought that we would never see dominant J.J. Watt again. You remember when we talked about the possibility of trading him and, like, would you trade him? And we're like, yeah, probably so because –
Nobody would want him was the problem.
Yeah, no one would want him, and he's never going to be what he was. So kudos to him for getting back to that level.
Yeah, and I'm really happy for him because I know it's been a lot of rehab. But to see him out there, and the only thing, and actually I said this on my hit on the Philadelphia station yesterday, the only thing that is different about him is his stamina is not quite where it was.
Yeah.
We see him get gassed a little bit. But that's it. You know what, though? When he goes and rests, he comes back in the fourth quarter and gets a big sack almost every time you need it. So,
and the thing about Andrew Luck this season is Andrew Luck came from not playing at all last year to, I mean, he's pushing.
Well, not really playing in 2 years, let's be honest.
He's pushing the best season of his career.
I mean, he's not going to win it, but legitimately an MVP candidate.
He's having MVP caliber season for sure.
And J.J.'s having a great season. Not quite. Boy, I think about 20 people just did shots on David Gaff's tab.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, there goes our 2019 raise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn it.
I don't think he thought this through before he bought those shots at both of our contracts are up next year.
Yeah.
You know, and that right there, that probably was, 1% of my raise.
Yeah, great.
Yeah?
Great.
That just went there. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. So when there's no blitz in 2020, because
you'll know
I'm off in Toronto and AJ's in Colorado or Washington, it's because you guys took those shots off of David
Gallup. You'll know why.
Yeah. Just remember that. Cheryl in Beaumont says Merry Christmas to all. Thank you, Cheryl. Bradley Cooper says thank you. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 832 asked, didn't J.J. pretty much miss two seasons, too? Yeah, but I also, when he came back, he was still pretty good. He wasn't J.J. Watt great, but he was still pretty good. But that, I think for, in Andrew Luck's case, and I know you thought J.J. wouldn't be the same. I wasn't sure because he's getting to 30 now, but in Luck's case, I thought there was real concern the guy might not be able to play again.
Yeah.
Because when you start talking about those kind of injuries and trying to get stem cell help and things like that, dude, that's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even think Andrew Luck would be back to this level. I thought Andrew Luck would come back and
I thought he
could still be a player.
Yeah, but he's...
There's a lot of people who thought he wouldn't even come back and be impactful.
Well, I was concerned about that, just as you were about JJ. I didn't know that he'd ever be the same, and it turns out he comes back and he's as good as he's ever been.
Yeah.
Black Spotted Zebra, who is here, who another guy who shows up to everything we do, says thoughts and prayers to our Christmas bonuses. We don't actually get Christmas bonuses, but you know, the long game here is 2020 contracts, which just went down everybody's stomach. So I hope everyone who gets drunk off those shots appreciates the fact that you've now chased us out of Houston. Congratulations. We're going to be gone now.
Yeah.
All right, maybe not. I'm hoping he kept a few bucks for us.
Maybe.
We'll see.
I won't count it until I see it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's kind of like, never mind, I'm not going to do that. I was about to make a really bad analogy.
I'm having real bet regret here.
Oh, really? What'd you do? You bet this game?
No, I'm regretting not betting.
Oh, yet. Under?
Well, under and Western Michigan. I was like, man, both of them I should have played. And
We talked about that yesterday.
Yeah.
I hate betting BYU so much that I stayed away from it. And I'm actually on a little bit of a good streak for the first time in a while, even though I missed that basketball game last night.
Oh.
Is that not the perfect example of what the hell is going wrong with my betting these days?
That's rough.
It's been that all year.
We had Texas Tech plus 10 last night against Duke. I mean,
and it was
we're talking about 39 minutes and 32 seconds
of
we were covering, and they lose by 11. After I don't know how I think they scored 2 points in the last 6.5 minutes.
Yep.
Ugh.
Yep. That hurt.
Yeah.
Plus, I had a pretty good parlay to the game last night.
Yep.
That would have been nice, but I bet a bunch on the football. I made a lot more on the football
game
than
I
did on that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you.
And I did really well on Florida International today, so I think I'm 3-1 in my last four actual plays, with that being the one, which I can't remember the last time I could say that because
ain't bad.
It has been a cold, cold winter. So, but you know one way to warm up?
Carbach.
Yeah,
that is the way. And not only that, I mean, you talk about winter. They've got some winter seasonals out right now. You'll Shoot Your Eye Out, still available out at Carbach. You can get it on that. The new chocolate stout is now on shelves, so you can go grab some of that. It's in the orange box. Really, really chocolate forward, and it's a light drinking stout, just under 6%. Really, really good beer. Stop in and check them out at the restaurant. When you're going to have folks in town for the holidays, they're looking to go someplace new and interesting. This is the place, guys. They do brunch Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 2. Other than that, they're open daily from 11 to 9 for lunch and dinner. Fantastic entrees, fantastic starters, fantastic desserts. and it all pairs with the fantastic beer on the wall. Follow Carbuck on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to keep up with it, what they've got going on out at the brewery and in the restaurant. And then pick up your favorite Carbuck beer today, or just ask your bartender to please make it a Carbuck. Wouldn't you know, reach back like a pimp, slap the
hoe. My father jumped up and he started to shout. This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.